listen to what they're saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for, because I've been fucked up. But I'm going to need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
Welcome back, guys, to the Lost in Translation podcast.
It's What's your boy, up? Juice. It's George.
All right, boom. We back with another episode.
You already know.
Back in this biz.
Oh, oh.
Oh, oh. That's what we're doing. Oh, oh, oh. No, I'm
playing. I mean, that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing. Big dog.
Okay, all right.
Big dog around this bitch. Ask about me. You heard.
I did hear. You just said it.
Man, you heard.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I heard.
I heard.
I hope so. You said it.
How was your week?
Good week. You?
Sorry.
Yeah.
It was all right. It was slow as fuck, bro. This time shit is fucking with me.
Right?
So bad.
It's a weird feeling week.
Yeah, man. It's fucking stupid. Man, I've been going to bed early. Been going to bed early, and then going to bed early on days I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But then on days that I have to, I go to bed late.
Staying late. Yep.
And then those days are like long at work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bro. It'd be feeling like I've been there for 5 hours.
Man, I don't know what the right way to do life is. Just bear with me. Bear with me.
No, I got you.
Do you fucking go to bed early, wake up early so that your waking hours are work? Because, all right, let me break that down. So, like, for us, we usually work 1 to 2 shifts. It's either early morning and you have from, like, late afternoon to yourself on, or you work mid-morning to nighttime. So, like, I haven't figured this shit out. Do I get a good sleep schedule so that, like, even on the days when it's the late morning, I have like a block of like 4 hours before I even have to worry about work?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I'm not doing shit during that time. But then it just feels like all of life is work.
Yeah.
Or do I just continue?
You might as well continue. I think the older you get anyway, you go to bed early and you wake up early.
True.
I think it's going to connect, but it is weird that even on your free time, when you don't do anything, your mindset is just work.
Right.
Because that's all you're doing. Yeah. And it's like, that's all I have time to do. But you really got time.
Right.
But you don't do shit.
I'm going to say it again. We need to do shit, bro.
Yes. That's the whole point. That's what I'm saying. But I hope everybody had, you know, a fucking good week.
Right, right. Now, this just came up. I just seen this. I was like, I gotta ask.
All right.
I have to.
You ask.
Well, of course. So, would you rather? 4 choices.
Ooh, that's too much.
Right? Yeah. Visit an alien planet.
Mm-hmm.
Visit another universe. Visit near a black hole. Now, I'm assuming in all of these scenarios,
I'm Thanos.
There's a safety net. Like, you're safe somehow. You were, because I mean, obviously, black hole, you'd be dead immediately.
Yeah, so it's not come anywhere near that.
Yeah. So you've got a safety.
So you'll survive the black hole. You'll see what's inside of a
black hole. Right. Maybe the other two, it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like for the alien planet, you'd have a suit or something. So like if it was a crazy atmosphere, you wouldn't die immediately. Mm-hmm. But like, if you live there and you got in with their fucking world, you could still die. It's just being there won't kill you.
So you're going to survive in every situation that you're giving me.
Well, I'm saying immediately, like when you.
Oh yeah, not
right.
I could get killed by another alien race. But
we'll say
yeah,
that.
I got you.
Or like in another universe, like if you find somewhere, I don't know.
I got you. But initially, I'm an astronaut. I'm Buzz Lightyear.
In those,
Star-Lord,
Or the last one, travel to the future. And we'll say it's a random time.
One way.
We'll say one way. We'll say it's got to be one way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say it's a random time. At least a few hundred years in the future. Not like randomly it's going to send you like 3 days into the future.
Yeah, that
was we'll say a reasonable amount of time, at least a couple hundred years into the future.
That doesn't sound reasonable either. But okay. You're talking about, I get you. You're saying like far enough in the future where right, it we'll seems say, like it's going to fuck we'll say your brain up.
It's yeah. any random time past your possible lifespan.
Got you. All right. So okay. 100 years.
Mm-hmm. You got four choices.
That was the four choices, correct?
Correct.
What would I rather
future,
do?
Future. Yeah. Is it a black hole, another universe, or an alien planet? So that means you definitely, there's life on this planet.
Mm-hmm. All right. So future, I don't want that.
Fair.
I don't want the future thing. Only because I don't know what to expect. Because it might be a black hole anyway.
That's a good point.
Two.
Again, you'd be safe, though.
Initially.
Immediate safety. Yeah. If that's all there is, then yeah, you'd probably die.
Damn, the crazy thing is this whole thing would be a whole story.
Yeah.
I go to the future, sucked in a black hole, which sends me to another universe on another planet.
And there you find an alien planet.
God damn.
So it sounds like there's only one good choice.
Yeah. Nah, I think I would do the black hole.
Black hole? Yeah, something about that, right?
It's scary and cool at the same time.
Right, just being able to witness that. Like, you know, no one will possibly ever be able to witness that.
Yeah, ever.
Because, like, even if we imagine some futuristic world or even the fucking whatever the fuck I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I guess a futuristic world. Where, like, fashion, light travel, blah, blah, blah. And, like, it'd be possible to be out in space and, like, traveling to different planets and shit, like, reasonably.
Mm-hmm.
You still wouldn't be able to be near a black hole.
Yeah, no matter what.
Right.
There's no way. I think there's only one thing that I've seen that somebody survived a black hole. Not in real life,
like,
of course.
Yeah, like a movie or
yeah, like
or
a
something.
Movie or something. I don't know what it was, but I feel like I've seen this somewhere. So, yeah, man, the mystery of a black hole kind of draws me to that. I watch enough Star Wars and whatever to imagine what another alien planet would be.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that it would be exactly that.
Right,
or they would
right.
be friendly or evil. Like, I don't know.
True.
So, that's off the table as well. So, it'd be a universe or a black hole. And the reason why I would pick a universe... Hopefully, of course, I have a ship and I can travel this universe in any way, shape, or form.
Right,
just floating
right.
in space.
Yeah, I thought about that, too.
Because I don't even know what our universe looks like, per se. I just know the nine planets.
Well, that's just our solar system.
Nine. We're going to give Pluto.
That's just our galaxy.
Yeah. Like that within there. And within our universes, there's multiple galaxies.
Right.
Right. So I'm on Earth. So...
I think it'd be cool just to visit another galaxy.
Yeah. If it was another place like Earth, the galaxy couldn't even be parallel. No, I guess it could be a parallel.
If it was in another universe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. I wonder what the parallel would be.
Wouldn't that be some shit if you chose that one? Like, oh, yeah, we get to see all this cool, incredible shit that I've never seen. And you fucking wind up. In the alternate the fucking mirror Milky Way galaxy. Fucking, what was the word you used? I forgot it already.
Parallel.
Parallel fucking Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Where shit's like practically the same.
Terrible. It might be, it could be bad, could be worse.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it would be the same. Yeah, like right. we'd be in the same frame.
Just be living on another Earth.
Yeah, that would be dumb. Yeah, black hole. I'm definitely picking a black hole.
Yeah, I think I'd go black hole, too.
I wonder, like, it seemed like it would be trippy, and I've never been on a trip like that as far as, like, any drug or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like it would just take you, I don't know.
Wonder if there's any, like, astrophysicists that are just, like, laughing at us right now. Because, like, there'd be nothing to see.
Yeah, just
a fucking void in front of you. Yeah.
Damn. That's scary.
I don't know. Yeah, that'd be terrifying. I don't think I'd want to see that now.
Probably be painful.
Damn.
I don't know what I'm looking for here.
Right? I think we could talk all these choices in the
fuck it, just give me
in
zombies.
Bed.
No. Now, you would pick the black hole, you said?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, definitely. But if that black hole took me to another universe,
that'd be awesome.
Has there been records of black holes in our universe?
I don't know. I think, I don't know how, if this was proven wrong or proven right or was just a theory, but about there being a black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy.
Like a hurricane?
I don't think so.
Just sitting there. Take forever to get through.
What?
Ever try to like send something out there?
Man, it takes, I think, years upon years for anything to even get out to like Neptune and shit. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, they might even send something out.
Even if they sent something, I don't think we.
Oh yeah, we wouldn't be able to pick up anything from it.
Well, yeah, once it got close enough.
Not even that. You think we could get any pictures of connectivity of any kind?
It'd be like hundreds of years, probably. One, for it to even get that far, and two, for us to like get shit back from it. Yeah.
Movies. I went to the movies last night and watched The Eternals. By the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
Better than everybody said it was.
Really?
Yeah, people been like.
You didn't fall asleep in it?
No.
You didn't get bored?
Okay. I mean, there's a couple parts I'm like, all right. I'm like, I don't really need to hear about this. But a lot more action than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a lot of talking.
Right. That's what it kind of, people made it sound like.
It was a lot of talking, but it was better than I thought. Like,
okay.
I knew I was going to watch it, just didn't think I was going to go to the movie theaters to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Amber wanted to go see it, and I was like, okay.
Okay.
It's a Marvel movie. I can get down with that. He went to sleep. But I think it's because of Milford's movie theater.
It's a nice ass theater.
Yeah, she went to sleep on Eternals. She went to sleep on, what's the other movie we went to go see? What was the latest? What was the Marvel movie before that?
Man, you know, you're asking the wrong person.
What came out?
It wasn't Spider-Man. Shang-Chi. Okay.
She went to sleep. Shang-Chi. And Shang-Chi was fire to me. I fucked with it. It kind of got weird close to the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know much about Shang-Chi anyway.
Okay.
So, and she almost went to sleep on Fast 9, and that's her jam.
Damn.
Fast series is her jam. It's that movie. That's theater, surprising, bro.
Yeah.
You lean back. We always getting hot food, so she get all filled up on junk. You know what I'm saying? And then she just be ready. And then she be snoring. Like, it's not packed.
Yeah, you got to wake her up.
Yeah, it ain't a lot
of. You can't be snoring in theater, bro.
Like, it was quiet parts in Eternals. And all I hear, like, yo, hey, wake up. Like, people going to hear you.
You can't be snoring in a theater.
But, I mean, overall, it was pretty decent movie. Yeah, decent. Not the best. It's probably like on the back half of my favorite Marvel movies.
Kind of seems like all the ones coming out now are.
Yes. And I'm losing track right now. But one point to your point of what you just said, it's becoming too much. I just told Amber last night, I'm afraid for what's next for MCU because they're doing too much. It's too many shows. It's too many characters I got to follow. I feel like it's going to be trash.
Bro, it's a Disney company. You already know.
I feel like it's about to be trash. I literally said that last night. I was like, babe, I'm afraid. It used to be, it was like nice and linear.
Babe, I'm scared.
Movie. Yeah. And I almost like got in a fetal position and started rocking.
Future.
This shit was like, I don't know what to do with it, man. They just dropped 5 new shows. Well, they didn't drop it. They announced them.
I think they about to, well, not about to, continue to do that with Star Wars. I mean, all the shows that they're about to drop.
At least there's only so many, like, characters for Star Wars. I mean, yes, they can.
I can't believe you just said that out loud.
All right. Compared to comic book characters and Star Wars characters, it's not as many. At least people that give a fuck about.
Right.
Then you got
fandom. I think you'd be surprised.
Then you got fandom.
How many Star Wars characters there are.
Yeah, and you're more into Star Wars.
Barely nowadays, but yeah.
Just everything that they can do with this, and it kind of goes to the whole galactical travel and shit like that. So the Eternals, they bought in the Celestials. They're like a god being, and they control pretty much what lives and what dies. And the whole thing about like Celestials is creation, and it takes different planets. It's a spoiler alert. Different planets to where it reaches a certain level of population or something like that. It creates a Celestial, and it destroys the planet to create more lives.
Oh shit!
It's a weird thing, bro. They like bad guys in a way, but yeah, at the same time,
bad.
Yeah, they're terrible, big, huge motherfuckers. So at the end of this motherfucking movie. Again, spoiler, fucking Celestial just popped up on, they pulled up on their ass, picked them up and took them with them.
Shit.
Excuse me. So they pulled up on them, right? They pulled up on the remaining Eternals and stuff like that. Some of them went off into space, some of them stayed on Earth. And the way they pulled up, everybody seen this nigga. Like, he gave no fucks. The main Celestial gave no fucks. Came up and pulled up on him. And when I seen it, I was like, this shit is about to get way bigger than what we're used to.
Right.
First, Thanos was a problem. Now, who the fuck is about to be the main, like...
dude.
Hey, who's the big bad? I got thoughts of who it is, but... to fight him is going to take so many more Marvel characters. Right. Like, what the fuck are they about to do? It's just so many people that's about to play a part of this. I think, like I said, I think the MCU is about to be like done. And the whole travel thing. I just see how big the fucking universes and galaxies are. I was just thinking, like, if that shit that big on a fucking comic book level, imagine like real life. Like, they would never be able to see, like, in our time, in our kids' time, in our kids' kids' time, we'll never see what's like fucking out there if, the Earth survives that long.
And if we continue at the rate that we're moving with, like, scientific discoveries and knowledge and shit.
Seem like people, like, caring less and less about anything. That, if that makes sense.
Well, like, I mean, because we're too concerned with how we're going to survive the next so on and so forth years.
Not only, like, in outer space, just... it's more or less, if it was outer space, cool, fine. Mind your business, in a way. I mean, they see an asteroid coming, they'll tell us.
Right.
But it's like, here on Earth, like, especially, like, in our country, just motherfuckers just seem, like, numb to everything. So, like, nothing really matters except for what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. People are too concerned with trying to, like, survive the upcoming future.
What you mean by that?
Like people are living paycheck to paycheck still. Mm-hmm. Like, shit's not improving there. Our economy's going into this fucking shit.
Okay.
I mean, continuing.
Yeah.
At, like, a faster and faster rate.
Crazy.
Like, people are too concerned with, like, shit, are we going to fall apart as a country in the next couple years? To be concerned about, like, fixing the Earth and what's out there. And like the bigger questions, you can't,
it's
like
not a
really
bad thing either.
Kind of is. I mean, you can't research and like grow as a culture and as a species if you're concerned with survival. Because those advancements only come when, well, that's not completely true. I was gonna say they only come when you, like, you have the freedom of not having to worry about your day-to-day survival to be able to think about those things.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess also if you're, like, forced to for conflict reasons, sometimes it happens, but...
yeah. It's... I can see where you come from. It, there's a positive and a negative to it. Because... if we can't focus on what the fuck's going on, like, here, not only just in our country, in the world in general, like, because no matter what our country says, sometimes it just seems like they just don't give a fuck about anybody else.
Right.
But the most people on the right would agree. Most people on the left are just phony and say that they agree.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know what would be the first step other than stepping back and look at the situation, like, at hand? Because shit getting real spooky around here. So, in your opinion, what do you think will happen if our country falls, United States, to where, like, it just seemed like it's spiraling down right now anyway?
Right, we fall apart as a...
as a country. What do you think will happen? Who do you think is the country that's going to come to us?
Oh, I have no idea. Probably China, because we already owe them so much debt.
Ain't never going to see that money.
Yeah, so I don't know how fucking world debt works.
Yeah, man.
If they even have a... I feel like it doesn't really work like fucking mortgages and car payments.
Yeah, no.
China's not going to come through like, oh, you're late on your payments. This is ours now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think somehow they would have some sort of global claim to be like, look, they owe us this much money. They're gone now.
We can buy them out.
Not even that. They're pretty much gone now. This is ours.
Mm.
I think they'd be fighting about it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, I don't know. I don't know who's the next or who the strongest military superpower is right now. I'd like to say it's us still, but I don't know that for sure. But I don't know who's second, because whoever's second probably could just take it, no matter what anybody else says.
Yeah, when we fall. I think it's us still as far as, like, military powerhouse.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's going to be forfeit once we fall apart.
Yeah.
Because either the super powerful are going to, like, hoard that strength to themselves.
Yeah.
Or the fucking military is going to go AWOL and start just fucking scavenging anything they can and claiming it as theirs. And, like, the people take over these weapons. I don't fucking know, but...
yeah, shit just is crazy. And then to our level, yeah, we just sit here just trying to survive, figure out our next move. I just hate the fact that some people are still... bro, we went to Best Buy the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at the prices of shit.
Right.
And I was sitting here thinking, like, man, these motherfuckers, it's still people that can buy this shit.
No worries.
And buy it with no problem.
Right.
But little do they know that shit ain't gonna mean nothing if everything falls and they don't see that dark cloud kind of forming around the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm making it sound a lot scarier than...
I think they probably do. They don't have to worry about it for the moment.
Yeah, for the moment. So you think they're just living in the moment?
Yeah. Like, what...
I mean, we can't do anything about it.
They're planning for the future that we, for a future of continuance.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to stay how they are.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yes, small changes come here and there, but overall things are going to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how they're living.
I didn't know you was done, my bad.
That was it.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I can see that. It's like, y'all got the money. Why not enjoy it? Why? You know what I mean? I got it. But sometimes I just think people are oblivious from, like, what I was saying with, like, a lot of homeless people now and stuff like that.
All right. So my question from that then to you is, and from how you're saying it, you're not oblivious.
No.
I make that. So how is it different? Like, what are you doing different because you're not oblivious as opposed to how they're not changing because they are oblivious?
I think it's and it might be people in the same, but I think it's the tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of have to worry about that because it's kind of like, yeah, they might not come after me first if it's somebody that's hungry. More than likely, they wouldn't because I'm living in the same shit you are.
Right.
Same situation you are. So I would be the one that has to, like, go and find something. You know what I mean? If it gets that bad.
Mm.
But I think I'm not doing anything but surviving.
Right.
I'm going to work every day just to get this paycheck so I can make sure that I have something over me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, I'm planning a little bit ahead, kind of like a rainy day, if anything.
Right.
It's like,
right.
You know what I mean? Just putting something up here and there or whatever. But it seems like you can never catch up when you're in... yeah, our tax bracket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can't ever catch up because we don't have the income that's
necessary.
Yeah. To at least stay ahead. Like, there's no middle class. We know that.
Right.
Either rich or you poor now.
Yep.
So, but there's certain people that can actually at least keep up with the fuckery. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. It's like there's a high end poor and then there's poverty.
Right.
And like.
Yeah.
It's crazy because there's like. There's a huge gap between the rich and the wealthy. And then there's a even. No, like, I can't even give a scale to it.
Yeah, it's hard.
Between wealthy and then like that high end poor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got like another gap in between like that and that poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's like a lot of people below it, a lot of people just barely above it. And then it kind of jumps up to those high end poverty.
Yeah.
High end poor.
And those people could be struggling too. Keep right. Trying to keep up with the lifestyle that they've been living for a while or what they've given their family. I guess as a man, speaking as a man, if I'm in that situation and I gave my family that, it would be hard to try to cut back so far just to try to keep up with the fucking Joneses. Like, just to be okay.
Right.
Can you imagine somebody that's been good forever and then try to live paycheck to paycheck? That shit wouldn't work. People right. think that money doesn't change you, but it changes you in more ways than one.
Oh, definitely.
The more money you make, the more money you spend. The more the lifestyle you get, you enjoy that you live through, it's going to be hard to cut back.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I'm not trying to create mass hysteria, but sometimes you got to think, like, this shit can shut down at any moment.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, when I see people, and I don't know if they're oblivious. I don't know who the fuck they are.
Right.
Maybe they not. Like you said, maybe they just enjoying the fruits of their labor.
It's life right now, and they gotta live it until life changes.
Exactly. So, but I'm just saying, like, me knowing that I'm not oblivious, but knowing certain people that I know that are oblivious, it kind of, like, is scary, because I don't want them to be bombarded by the fuckery.
I got you.
When the shit comes up. So it's more like people that I know.
Right. It's just, it's concern for them.
Yeah. And no matter how you slice it, that even scarier part, when shit shut down, who do you have?
Right.
Who was really with you? How are we going to survive? Your family going to be your family? Is your friends going to be your friends? Like, that shit just sometimes run through my mind. Like, we don't know when the shit going to hit the fan.
Right.
And that's just more of thought. We can't do anything about it. We don't run this government. We don't run this place.
Yeah.
And no matter what we do, they're going to be the ones that have to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least sustain it. So we don't, like, plummet as a country. So right. All I'm saying is, yo, if you enjoy your life, go ahead. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
You do you.
But at the same time, if it's people that's living their life that I know and they're oblivious, like, I can't help you. Even though I started to recognize that shit if I get to that point. But like I said, I can't do anything. If my fucking car break down, right. That's a big that's chunk of my trouble. Money. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't just go out and buy one.
Like, small things like, quote on air quote, small things like that are huge still.
Yeah,
like,
to us.
That's a savings right there.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, we can't do nothing about it. And do you think, like, with the pandemic playing a part of it, do you think, because really the people that don't want to go broke is the wealthy.
Right, of course.
And if our country falls, they really ain't shit for the most part. More shit than us.
Yeah.
But they really ain't shit. So what do you think they're doing? Because we always talk about the powers that be. That's actually, quote unquote, running the government, or, you know what I mean, that make the real moves, the power moves and shit like that.
What do you think they'll be fine. They'll be fine. They go to another country, they'll be good. They've already got probably a good chunk of their money and wealth in
different accounts.
Outside accounts. I guess it's called offshore accounts. Or whatever the fucking term is. They've got their money in other places
mm-hmm.
where if America were to collapse, they just get out and they're fine. So, like, the wealthy and the rich, they ain't got no worries.
Yeah.
As far as, like, surviving that situation. I mean, is it going to hurt them? Of course. It's going to hurt anybody that's involved with America, but it's not going to break them.
Yeah.
It's just the people that are stuck here who's only, somewhere I'm looking for, only
income.
It's bigger than income. Resources.
Necessities, I don't know.
Like net worth. Their only worth or materials
it's only here.
Is here.
Yeah, got you. Yeah. So if anything falls here, that means everything.
They're kind of
banks.
Fucked.
Fucking stock market, fucking...
Right, they don't have shit elsewhere. So, like, if shit breaks down here, they've got no backup.
Yeah, there's no worth there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I've been... I don't watch the news or nothing like that, but I see it and I think about it. I'm like, wow. The fuck they about to do?
Right? It feels hopeless.
It's fucking with people's livelihood now, man, and it... I think it's because I see people, like, on social media. Some people just still living their life, too.
It's influencers, bro.
Yeah. They got some money.
They're in that gap between wealthy and high-end poor. I mean, they're making millions of dollars.
Yep. So I think if I see them, it's just like, damn. I don't know, man.
I mean, it's probably, like, the bigger influencers. I guess the smaller ones are probably just six figures, something like that.
Yeah.
But still, that's the high end poor.
We'll see though.
I guess. Weird how that leads into my second thing.
Yeah.
In a way. It's just, and we talked about Odd Billy Todd before.
Mm-hmm.
That post-apocalyptic book.
Yeah.
About that. Yeah. And then I just started listening to I Am Legend. I know I read it before, but I no memory of it.
Only seen the movie.
Yeah, the movie ain't nothing like the book.
I believe it.
Not even...
I didn't know it was a book, even.
Oh, bro, come on.
Yeah, you're right. All movies are from books or some story.
Like 90%.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, nothing like the book. Or, fuck. Book is nothing like the movie.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of like a... Yeah, it's still got the vampires, and the dude is still alone, but, like, he's not some scientist who's researching a cure and shit. He's just an everyday dude who's trying to survive and figure shit out. Anyway, the point of that was, listen to that again, made me think about it, and I was like, so here's a second question for you. What would you do if you, say, thought? You were the last person on Earth. And this is not like a Odd Billy Todd, for those who remember it, where it's like he thought it for like a couple months and then he realized that it only wiped out like 70% of the population, so there were still a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking like months and months of no human contact. So you figure you're the last one. For sure, you're like the last one in your area, at least. And we'll say it's not like I Am Legend when there's vampires still around. We'll just say this huge virus came through and just killed off everyone. Somehow you got a weird immunity and you're the only person alive.
The only person.
Like I said, you can only assume.
You can only assume.
Because there's like, no one in your area. I'm talking like...
Waking up like Rick from The Walking Dead type shit.
Kinda. Like thousands of miles around you.
Nothing.
Of course, you'd only know probably 100 tops
for
a while. But, yeah.
I mean, you know, like, if I just wake up and assume.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. Right. Like, you've known this shit. Because, like, the virus came through. It was, like, world news, obviously, because people were dropping dead left and right. And, like, you saw the progression. Somehow you just never got sick during this whole thing. And then suddenly, I mean, shit started going downhill. Just started failing.
Yeah,
people around you kept dying. And then just, there was nobody else.
What would I do?
So it's first? It's not like you. If that's how you want to go about it.
Oh, what?
I just meant in general.
Oh, well, my first thing, if the last person I loved that around me that was dead, well, died, excuse me, and I was on my own, I'm assuming that we had like a nice little sanctuary or something like that, or whatever set up, because then the world was going in mass hysteria and, you know, looters, stuff like that. Shit probably go crazy.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm assuming, you know, that's what happened and whatnot. If I didn't catch the virus, then in my mind, I'm thinking there's other people like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be the only one.
Right.
So if I'm by myself with nobody I have to carry around and stuff like that to make sure, you know, they're all right until they're gone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would travel. I think I'm moving. I know that sounds crazy, but maybe after a few weeks getting myself ready for a journey that I'm not, that I wouldn't be looking forward to, you know,
right,
what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I think I'm out looking for people.
Okay.
Just, I might as well just keep moving, because sooner or later resources probably get slim around there.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to just keep moving and moving. I think that would be my goal, is to set out to try to find other people. Maybe even that's scary though, because motherfuckers crazy. Pretty sure you get a cannibal group around there somewhere,
if there's people alive.
If there's people,
right?
But because I gotta assume that there's nobody. But in my mind, I know that kind of just contradicts your whole thing, but that would be what I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't be the only one.
Exactly, that doesn't contradict anything. Like,
that's my first step though.
Interesting.
Get ready for a journey to see if I can find other people like me. It's just a virus and not zombies or vampires. So.
Right, there's no monsters going to come back and try to hunt you down or nothing. Right.
Just got to worry about regular.
Survival is only just staying alive. That's it.
That's what I'd do. What would you do?
Probably the same thing with being prepared to kill myself at any time.
I think that would go through a lot of people's heads.
Like, I would keep a gun with me at all times for the sake of, because, and I'm talking like not immediately, unless the isolation like really fucked up my head, mm-hmm. which good chance it would.
It's possible.
But travel for a while, like you, see if there was anybody else, like, you know, like, the whole trope, try to get a radio, constant broadcast to try to see if there's anybody out there, blah, blah,
the
blah.
Thing, yeah.
And try to survive as best I could. But, like, years down the road, if I make it, I'm thinking, like, nuclear plants with no one to run them. Eventually, they're going to go up. I don't know when. I don't know if that's, like, obviously, there's got to be a time limit. But I don't know what that would be. I know I'm not smart enough to, like, track them all down and, like, make sure they stay running.
Yeah.
I mean, if I thought that was an actual possibility, that they would go up in my lifetime and I'd have to worry about it, I might try.
Mm-hmm.
But, and, like, other shit, because you never know.
I never thought about that.
Right? With so many less people. It'd be freezing because there'd be no greenhouse gases being produced and shit like that. There'd be that concern.
Mm-hmm. But how long, though?
I think that would only take a few years because we're talking like 7 billion people, maybe 5 billion that are functioning adults that
winter would be rough.
Move then. And
yeah.
Are active. So, that many people running all industry, factories and shit,
yep.
All vehicles, ships, planes, boats, cars, anything that produces gases from functioning.
Air conditioners, cars, like you said,
right.
Factories.
All of that energy producing shit.
Hell, even
done.
Steamboats.
Right. All that shit done. Not producing anything. So it's going to get cold quick.
Can't get extremely cold, though. I don't think it would get extremely cold.
I mean, yeah, not like day after tomorrow cold.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would be cold.
Yeah. But yeah, I can see that, too.
So, like, that would be a concern. And then any shit that I don't even know about, like the nuclear reactors, mm-hmm. like shit that, like, needed constant intervention to stay running smoothly, that, like, without it could be a catastrophe. I don't know what that could be, but I'm sure there's plenty of stuff out there.
Yeah, probably.
So I'd be prepared for in any situation like that where I saw some shit coming at me. I'm like, there's no way I'm surviving this. I'm going to take my life. So if I'm lucky, I survive, I make it, I live out my life.
Yeah.
Assuming that there's nobody else in the world alone, but I live out my life as the last person on Earth, die as the last person on Earth.
That, yeah, being the last person could be very, very concerning. I wouldn't think about the isolation too much. I mean, yeah, I'd be sad because ain't nobody around me. And I don't think I would like, again, going off my thing, like looking for people, I wouldn't give up unless I became an old man and know that my health isn't like great or whatever the case may be. You don't know what you can get at the time. Your body's different. You got that. And, shit. Motherfucking falling somewhere and like hurting herself.
Right. Random accident.
Yeah. Like anything can happen.
That could kill you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know first aid. Do you know first aid?
No. Get an infection?
Yeah, we get one serious injury and
fucked.
A couple weeks later, we could be dead from that.
Yeah, and if you can't move, then
dead really even sooner.
Bad. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know, man. You'd be here with a lot of animals too, maybe, unless they got the infection.
I was thinking like probably kill off all domesticated pets.
I would hold. So, I would want a dog.
Right, but worst case scenario: yeah. Dogs, cats, birds that humans keep.
Mm-hmm.
Not wild birds.
Yeah, I got you.
Horses, goats, cows.
Yeah.
All of them dead. And on top of that, you got to think about all the dead bodies from those animals and the humans. Because I'm sure there was a cleanup process in the middle of the situation. But as it got towards the end and there weren't enough people to like man it, shit would just fall apart. You would probably have dead bodies everywhere. So that's another thing. You'd have to be able to survive that too. I was going to say the dangers of infection from that.
Yeah. Like, you really thought about this, huh?
Man, I'm telling you, books.
Yeah.
Books will put it in your brain without you even knowing.
Did he say anything about that in a book?
Just various things from like tons of different sources, movies, shows, books.
Yeah,
just like
wow, never thought about it. Always picture it like being in a movie,
right? Be nice, just nobody's anywhere. Somehow the world is magically clean, except for the fact that it's falling apart.
Rapture,
bro, that would have to go through your mind at some point.
Yeah, like, damn, did everybody go to heaven?
Shit, was this the rapture and I'm just the only person left?
But if it was the rapture, which we don't necessarily, they put it in the Bible, and there's so many different variations of it.
Right, and I don't have a clear understanding of any of them, so.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure it would be like demons on Earth.
Yeah, that is what it is, isn't it? All those that are worthy are risen up, and then hell becomes Earth.
Earth, and then
Earth.
The people that's left will have to live through that shit.
Right.
Yeah. True. But then again, like, what if that isn't the rapture, right?
Right. What if it's just everybody just gone?
And you just imagine you'd like you and maybe a few.
Not a few. I don't like how you keep adding people in. You're alone.
Yeah. If you just by yourself, you're like, damn, I'm the only heathen on this bitch. If you think
I'm that bad, what did I do?
Right.
That would fuck me up.
Yeah. That would be wild.
I mean, I don't know that thought would ever come into my mind. But if it did, that would fuck me up.
All the way up. You were saying something about the cold. I was thinking like how winters would be real bad.
Oh, yeah, they'd be terrible.
Got to find a bunker or some shit.
That would be a good way to survive.
Find bunkers, but
as long as you can make sure it's functioning properly.
Ain't like, you have to build a nice bunker because you got to make sure nothing falls in front of it. And then you got to worry about like natural like disasters.
Multiple escape points. Or entry and exit points. It needs at least a redundant system for air, water, and power.
You don't know nothing.
At least one redundant system for each of them. Yeah, you'd have to become a learner.
Yeah, you definitely have to learn. That's why probably most people learn now.
First stop would have to be probably a library. Oh, a few libraries for encyclopedias and shit.
Be a reading fool.
Yeah, man. But yeah, and think about it, like, because it's just us. I'm not, whoever else might be put in this situation might have different experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't know how to fly in a plane. We don't know how to sail a boat. We're stuck on America.
Like, can't even go check,
we can go up and down the North American continent. But unless we, I think the only possible thing we could do is maybe somehow get into South America, probably. Because it's what, just the Panama Canal between the two continents?
Talking about Mexico?
Like, between Mexico and South America. They only got...
Yeah. I think we could probably survive that.
Yeah, you could probably get to South America. But, like, after that...
Yeah, if you don't find nobody, which I don't know how long it would take, going down and up, you know, I'm pretty sure cars and stuff would be working. But with the whole...
only a little bit.
Yeah, for a while. I don't know, man. And you said horses are dead. It ain't like you can run into a horse.
Right?
You're a jerk, bro.
I'm just saying, man.
Your scenarios suck.
Tell me about it. I'm talking worst case.
Yeah, I need to find a way to survive. Might have to start looking that shit up. Case.
Worth it.
Get my upper body strength right. I can climb.
Be a fucking Hulk walking around.
My legs.
Yeah.
I thought she had something else.
Nope. Yeah, man.
So you want to end it? Ain't like a long episode. Yeah. Look, guys, thank you for tuning in. George, last word. I like these, actually. If anybody else does.
Preparation.
It's a nice one for the episode. You heard it first, guys. Preparation.
Thank you.
Look, you know where to find us. Got any questions? Want to answer some questions?
Please.
Yeah, because we don't know anything about galactic travel.
We need input.
We need definite input. Any of these survival nuts.
We want to know how people feel.
And survive.
Yes.
People that have preparation. Nah, but this, I forgot how to say it.
You got this.
Got this. This has been the Lost in Translation podcast.
And thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit.